Here's a question for you. When was the last time you canceled a flight because of a number that was 3 degrees apart? Probably never, and that's exactly the problem I want to fix in the next 20 minutes. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. Grab your coffee, pull up a chair, because today we are going to walk through the one line in a weather briefing that quietly tells you whether the airport is going to disappear under a blanket of fog right about the time you plan to launch. We're talking about the temperature and the dew point, two little numbers sitting next to each other in every routine weather report and the space between them. Let's walk through this together. Before we get into it, a quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. It's a great way to mark the milestones that matter, the ones that cost you a lot of sweat and a lot of money. AviationSoul.com, go take a look. Okay, let's set the scene. It's a summer morning, you did everything right. You planned the cross-country the night before. You went to bed early. You got up before sunrise because you wanted smooth air and you wanted to beat the afternoon heat. You drive to the airport in the dark and the sky overhead is clear. You can see stars. Beautiful. You do your pre-flight. You pull the airplane out. And by the time you're ready to taxi, you look down the runway and the far end is just gone. Soft, gray, swallowed up. The windsock is limp. The grass is soaking wet. And that gorgeous clear sky you saw 20 minutes ago is now a ceiling you could touch. That's radiation fog. And here's the thing that stings. It was in your briefing. The clues were right there in the numbers. You just didn't know how to read them. So let's make sure that never happens to you. First, let's decode where these numbers live. When you pull a weather briefing, whether you're calling flight service or you're looking at it on your tablet, you're going to see a report called a METAR. That stands for a meteorological aerodrome report. But nobody says all that. We just say METAR, like it's a word. A METAR is the current, observed weather at an airport, not a forecast. What is actually happening right now? It gets issued about once an hour, and it comes out in a compressed little string of code that looks like gibberish the first time you see it. Let me read you a real-world example. The way it would actually look, and then we'll take it apart piece by piece. Imagine the station is Kilo Golf Sierra Oscar, a little field somewhere in the Midwest. The report reads, time of observation, 0653 Zulu, wind calm, visibility 10 meaning 10 miles, sky clear, temperature 19er, dew point 17, altimeter 3001. Now, most students, and honestly most rated pilots, read that and their eye goes straight to two things, visibility 10 miles, sky clear, and the brain says, great, severe clear, let's go fly, but the examiner is looking for something else. The examiner wants to know if you saw the temperature and the dew point. Temperature 19, dew point 17, both in degrees Celsius. 19 and 17. Those two numbers are only 2 degrees apart, and that, my friends, is a loaded gun sitting on the table. Let me explain why. The dew point is the temperature the air would need to cool down to before it can't hold its moisture anymore. When air cools to its dew point, the water vapor that was invisible suddenly becomes visible. It condenses into cloud. Into dew on your windscreen, or into fog on your runway. Here's the mental model I want you to carry. Think of the air as a sponge. Warm air is a big, dry sponge. It can soak up a lot of water and still feel dry, but as that sponge cools down, it shrinks. It can hold less and less, and at some point it's squeezed so tight that the water has nowhere to go but out. That temperature, the temperature where the sponge is completely full and starts dripping, that's the dew point. So when the temperature and the dew point are far apart, say the temperature is 28 and the dew point is 10, the air is thirsty, it's a dry sponge with a lot of room, you're not making fog anytime soon, but when the temperature and the dew point are close together, the sponge is nearly full. It doesn't take much cooling at all to wring it out, and that's when things get visible. The rule of thumb I want you to write on the inside of your skull is this. When the temperature and dew point spread is within about 2 degrees Celsius and closing, expect fog or low clouds. 3 degrees, pay attention. 4 or 5 and dropping fast overnight, keep watching it. The magic phrase is the spread. Temperature minus dew point. That's your spread. And the smaller it gets, the closer the airport is to going down. Now, let's connect this to the scene from this morning. Why does this happen at dawn specifically? Why the clear night? This is the part that trips people up. Because it seems backwards. You'd think a clear sky is the safe sky. Here's what's actually going on overnight. The ground radiates its heat away. During the day, the sun pumped energy into the Earth, warmed it up. At night, that heat escapes back up into space. And on a clear night, with no cloud layer up there to act like a blanket and trap it, that heat escapes fast and unobstructed. The ground cools hard, the ground cools the layer of air sitting right on top of it, and that air temperature slides down, down, down through the night. Coldest right around sunrise. Now add the third ingredient, calm or nearly calm wind. If the wind is howling, it mixes the air up, stirs the pot, and you tend to get low stratus clouds instead, or nothing. But light wind, something like 3 to 5 knots, is the sweet spot. Just enough to stir a slightly deeper layer of that moist air, but not enough to break it up. Dead calm can do it too, right down at the surface. So, put the three together. A clear night, moist air, which means a small temperature dew point spread, and light wind. That is the recipe for radiation fog, and it forms right at the worst possible time for a morning departure. Right at dawn, here's something I wish someone had told me when I was training. Look at the trend, not just the snapshot. One METAR is a photograph. It tells you the moment what you really want is the movie. So pull the last 3 or 4 METARs in a row and watch what the spread is doing. Let me give you the movie for our little airport. At midnight, the temperature was 24, dew point was 17. That's a spread of 7 degrees. Comfortable. Then at 2 in the morning, temperature 22, dew point 17, spread of 5. Then 4 a.m., temperature 20, dew point 17. Spread of 3. Then our report, 6:53, temperature 19, dew point 17. Spread of 2. Do you see what's happening? The dew point is holding steady at 17. The temperature is falling toward it one step at a time. 7, 5, 3, 2. That gap is closing like a drawbridge coming down, and the sun isn't even fully up yet, which means the temperature has a little more room to fall before it turns around. When that spread hits 0, the air is saturated, and you get fog. You didn't need a meteorology degree to see that coming. You just needed to read 4 lines instead of 1 and do a little subtraction. Now let's talk about what to actually do with this, because being able to predict fog is only half the skill. The other half is decision making. This is where I want you to bring in the forecast side of the briefing. The METAR is the observation, but right underneath it or right next to it, you've got the TAF, the Terminal Aerodrome Forecast, which is the airport's best guess about the next day or so, and a good forecaster will straight up tell you when they expect the visibility to drop. You'll see it call for fog, low visibility, a temporary condition around sunrise. The forecast and the trend in the METARs should be telling you the same story. When they agree, believe them. And here's the practical decision, the one you can actually use on your next flight. If you're looking at a closing spread and a clear, calm night, do not plan your departure for first light. That is precisely the wrong time. The fog forms around sunrise and then, here's the good news. The same sun that's embarrassing you by burning off the fog is going to fix it. As the sun climbs, it heats the ground heats the air, the temperature climbs back up and away from the dew point, the spread opens and the fog lifts and scatters. Radiation fog is usually a late morning problem that solves itself, so the move is simple. Sleep in an extra 2 hours. Let the fog burn off. Launch at 9 or 10 instead of 6. Same flight, same smoothish air, minus the part where you're sitting at the hold short line watching the runway vanish, or worse, minus the part where you launched into it because you told yourself it looked fine from the ground. Because that's the trap. Fog is sneaky about how it looks from underneath. Standing on the ramp, you might have decent slant visibility looking up and think I can see okay, but that same fog looking down the runway horizontally through a mile of it is a wall. Reported visibility can be a quarter mile while you're standing there convinced you can see fine. Trust the number, not your hopeful eyeball. Let me give you a few more places this same spread trick pays off, so you can use it beyond just the dawn departure. Number 1. Your destination. You're planning a cross country that lands in the evening near a river, a lake, a valley, low-lying wet ground. Check the spread at your destination for your arrival time. Moisture near water plus cooling evening air is the same setup. That afternoon might be gorgeous and your arrival could be soaking in right as you get there. Number 2. Frost and freezing fog. Same physics. Colder. If that dew point is near or below freezing and the spread closes, you're not getting soft gray fog, you're getting frost on the wings and possibly freezing fog, which is a whole different level of no. Frost on the wing is not a cosmetic problem. It is a serious hit to your lift and your stall margin, and it needs to be removed completely before flight. The clean airplane concept isn't optional. Number 3, and this one is subtle. Watch the dew point by itself, not just the spread. If you see the dew point climbing over the course of a day, more moisture is moving in. The air is getting wetter. That tells you the setup for tonight is getting more dangerous. Even if the spread looks fine right now at midday, a rising dew point is a heads up that the trap is being set. Let's tie this back to your training and your check ride, because the airman certification standards care about exactly this skill. When you sit down for that oral, the examiner is going to hand you a weather briefing, or ask you to get one, and they are going to ask you to interpret it. They are not just checking whether you can read a Matar out loud. Anybody can recite the code. What they want to see is whether you can look at those numbers and form a picture of what the atmosphere is about to do. Whether you can take the temperature, the dew point, the wind, the sky, the trend, and turn it into a go or no-go decision with a reason behind it. If you can point at a 2-degree spread on a calm, clear morning and say that airport is likely to have radiation fog around sunrise, so I delay my departure until it burns off, you have just shown that examiner exactly what a safe pilot sounds like. You connected the data to a decision. That's the whole game. And let me be honest with you, because I promised I always would be. This stuff is not easy at first. Weather is the hardest thing we ask a student pilot to learn, in my opinion, harder than landings, because you can't practice it 100 times in an afternoon. It's abstract, it's invisible, and the codes are genuinely ugly to look at. If it feels like a foreign language right now, that's normal. It clicked for me the first time I got personally burned by a spread I ignored, sitting at an airport for 3 hours that I could have avoided entirely. You don't have to learn it that way. You can learn it from a 2-degree number and a story on the radio. So here's your takeaway, the thing to carry into your next flight. Every single time you look at a METAR, do the subtraction. Temperature minus dew point. Say the spread out loud. And if it's small and the night is clear and the wind is light, you already know what the morning has planned for you. The numbers were talking the whole time, now you can hear them. My thanks to the National Weather Service and the FAA's Aviation Weather Center for the products we leaned on today, and to the Airman Certification Standards for keeping us honest about what safe really means. You can find us at RadioHangar.com if you want to ride along again. Go do the subtraction. It's 2 seconds, and someday it'll buy you back a whole morning. I'm Pattern. Keep the spread in mind, and I'll see you back in the pattern.